Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick Ass Threes. I am your host, Cornell Feltman. I'm back with the boys, Stephen J. Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and of course we have Stanley Allen. An all new episode happening now. Let's go. Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick As Threes. I'm your host, Cornell Felton, and it's just me and my guy Stanley here in the studio today. Coach Terry is on his way back from a vacation, and Steve is handling his AAU responsibilities in Indianapolis this weekend. Stanley, how you doing, man?
Doing well.
What's going on, brother?
Man, same old same. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we're definitely back. This is a fast break edition, so we want to talk about some current news. And today we want to discuss the USA men's basketball team who lost to France this morning, last night, in an unbelievable game. They were up 4 or 5 points with about 4 minutes to go, ended up losing by 4 or 5, I believe. Not sure the score. So that's what we want to discuss. We're going to have some callers that call in. Some special guests. We'll get to those in a little bit. But Stan, let's start with you. Talk to me. USA basketball, what is the problem?
The problem starts at the top.
Okay.
And I guess that's Jerry Colangelo.
Okay.
Where is Zion Williamson?
Do you think Zion is going to solve the problems?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Where is, what's the kid from Utah? Spider Mitchell?
Mitchell.
Where is he?
He's at home watching.
Watching.
Yeah.
Watching us lose. I mean, the problem with not having Zion on the team, I guess they say you need bigs, whatever. Okay, blah, 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 blah. You got JaVale McGee.
Bum.
He's NBA not bum. Even going to play.
NBA bum.
Not even going to play.
Okay.
So, Zion's not big enough. So what? He's going to get the bigs in foul trouble.
Sure.
He's going to get to the line, and he can run the floor, and he creates energy. He brings that to the game. To the floor, probably gonna hype up the other players.
So
where is he?
So you think the problem currently with the NBA team is the roster?
That's a big problem.
It's tough because some of the best players don't want to play. Maybe their schedules don't allow them to play because
I think this has been an off year as far as getting the best players.
Okay,
because of the schedule from the bubble to the season,
COVID
to the COVID is. Played a big part in it. So I think as we go, we're going to put an asterisk on it.
Wait a minute. The asterisk on this whole Olympics?
Yeah, because we're not going to win.
You don't think we're going to... Are you going on record right now to say the USA team will not win? Yeah, you can't
win the gold?
It. Win the gold medal. USA team.
I tell you what. I'm not going to go on record and say it.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be putting money on them to win it.
Nah. So I mean, we're still the favorite.
And I wouldn't put money on it.
Yeah?
No.
I think the NBA team, the USA team needs like a Steph Curry or a Klay Thompson because the international game is not a physical game. And those guys stretch the court. Like Coach Terry mentioned in our group chat, Dame, who I thought would be one of those players, has not played very well in the exhibition games. And then playing today. So it's the perfect example of that is in the last, I don't know, 30 seconds, we had 4 open shots, threes. Mm-hmm. Missed them all.
Yeah, Dame missed one. KD missed one.
KD missed two.
Two.
Back to
Drew
back.
Holiday missed one.
Drew missed one from the corner. So
Devin Booker missed one.
Devin Booker missed one. Why has he been on the team?
He's a shooter.
Now, I have no problem with him because he's one of the greats, but... They just came off a series. They just came off of a 14-game playoff. I mean, he can't have any legs. You know what I mean? I know they're
Drew
all
Holiday
the best.
Had legs.
No, I'm with
he
you.
Scored 12 in the fourth quarter.
Well, the word is he's playing well. He's hot. Like Vince Carter said, Drew Holiday is hot right now. But there's definitely something going on. I don't know if it's the different game. And the NBA is not getting the calls. The NBA players not getting those ticky-tack calls. But there's definitely something that's happening. What can they do? Obviously, we're on the outside looking in. But what do they do to pull this thing out and win the gold medal?
They're going to have to play better defense. obviously figure out a different scheme or something. I heard Rudy Gobert killed him. Like, he's setting a screen. They're switching everything.
Yeah.
So their guards are winding up on Rudy Gobert, and he's going straight to the block.
Which the NBA switch doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
No, I think it's lazy.
It's definitely lazy. They don't try to get through any screen. But anyway, I'm sorry. Continue.
No, I don't even know what I was saying. You're good. Keep going.
Do we know who the NBA has next? The USA players. I don't know why I keep calling it NBA.
I don't know.
It's group play. They're down 0-1. I'm not sure if they're in the same bracket with France. But they got another shot at this probably in a couple days.
Yeah, I think USA and France are the two best teams in the group. So they can still make it out of the group.
Who's the dominant player for the USA team? Is it Kevin Durant? Is he the guy?
He's got to be, right? Skip Bayless's best player in the world.
I have a problem with that.
10 points on 3 of 12 shooting.
Yeah, that's not the best. This team, they need a LeBron. They need a AD. They need some stable forces. So the game goes down to the last 2-3 minutes. Is Kevin Durant a type of player that you can look at to get a bucket?
Not in my opinion. He's probably one of the best scorers ever.
Maybe of all time.
Of all time.
Okay.
But
we're not shitting on him. We're just saying.
Okay. He is what he is.
Sure.
Like, LeBron's going to create, you know? That's why I love his game so much. Because he's going to create. Whether or not he's going to score the ball, he's going to make it easier on everybody else. And I'm not sure KD does that. And he can do it here and there, as any basketball player can, you know? But consistently, nah. It's not what he does. So with him being the best quote-unquote player on the team, and I really don't think he can make other people better. But then again, he shouldn't have to with all these Olympians, NBA
All-Stars. Stars. Yeah, the USA team has their hands full. I'm not exactly sure what they're going to do, but I'm definitely sure they're making the adjustments. They have a great coaching staff. I saw a shot of the coaching staff and Pop and Kerr. And they got the coach from Villanova on the sideline.
Time for him to go, too.
You think so?
Pop.
Is it the coaching? Yeah, let's talk about that. It's
part of it. The game's changing. The Spurs haven't won anything since Tim Duncan left.
So you think Pop is the issue. Where's Krzyzewski? He retired, right?
From
international Olympic play. So you think the coaching staff needs to change. So who steps in? Any opinions on that?
Offensively, I mean, you got Steve Kerr on the bench over there, but they need a defensive-minded coach as well.
NBA doesn't play defense. That's not what they do.
Well, then you do like they did before. Krzyzewski had who? Jim Boeheim.
Okay.
You're going to play a zone. They specialize in that zone, that 2-3 matchup at Syracuse. They brought in Boeheim.
True.
So you have to find a specialist. I don't know.
Okay, we'll make some adjustments, but the USA definitely has to do something if they want to get out of group play, and get onto one of the podiums and win the gold. Let me ask you this question before we go: is it gold or bust, or does the USA accept a silver medal or bronze medal? A bronze medal?
They're gonna accept it, but it's not gonna be.
Do we accept that as fans? Yes,
it's failure. It's a failure.
So if they come home with
anything less than the gold medal, champagne bottles popping, it's a failure.
So they can leave the bronze medal in their room and come on back.
They can bring it back, give it to the grandkids, let them pawn it years down the road.
All right, cool. We're going to move on. Let's get to these telephone calls. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. All right, and we're back. You guys have been listening to Thick As Threes. We have a very special guest on the phone currently with us right now, my dear friend from many years. We have Sarah Hinkhouse on the phone. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Listen, I'm doing well. Stanley, say hi to Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, hey.
We're going to get Sarah's opinion on the subjects that we're talking about. First question for you, Hink House, who I affectionately refer to as Hinkle.
Lame.
She likes that nickname.
She likes it?
Sarah, do you like that nickname, yes or no?
I tolerate it.
See? Lame. I say it.
She tolerates it. Sarah, so I don't know if the game is on right now, but this probably won't hit ESPN and the news cycle till tomorrow. But USA team lost today to France, or last night. Not sure when exactly it happened. There's a lot of people talking about what's going on with the NBA, the USA team right now. Do you have any thoughts, personally, a perspective that you can give us on what is going on with the USA team right now?
All right. Standard answer would be they haven't really had a whole lot of time to practice together with the NBA schedule ending so late.
Okay.
So, I mean, that plays a part in it. But I also feel like it kind of shows a lack of individual leadership ability on many of the guys who are on the team.
Like KD.
Definitely like KD.
Definitely like KD. Talk more about that.
So give me an example of a time he's actually been a leader since he's been in the NBA.
Well, that's a great question. And Stanley may have a better answer, but I am not a KD fan. I don't know. I feel like he gives off a negative vibe. Is that too much?
He says it's the media. He says it's not him.
No, I don't think it's the media. First of all, he's a grown man who has like burner accounts. I have a problem with that.
Facts.
You're too old for that.
Get
That's
him.
Ridiculous. If you're a true leader and you have confidence in yourself, you don't need burner accounts to do anything.
Okay.
And then second of all, when has he been on a winning team where he was the leader?
You don't think he was a leader in Golden State when they won back? No?
No.
No. I don't think he was the leader on that team.
Who was the... Stanley agrees with
that. Steph Curry was the leader.
You think Steph
Curry... Yeah, he was planted on a team that was already winning.
Okay.
And everybody... I'm with you there. I'm with you, Hinkle.
You can't call her Hinkle.
I can't call her that. I'm back.
She tolerates me.
I'm with you, Hink House. Because even when he was in Oklahoma, everybody said, well, he can't win with Russ. He can't win with Russ. And Russ doesn't do this. And Russ... I was like, how do y'all know that Russ isn't Batman? KD might be Robin.
And they had Harden.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But let's stick.
And they still couldn't win.
Let's stick to the question, though. What is going on with the USA team? So, from your perspective, it's leadership, and you don't think KD's leadership.
It's part leadership, and it's part not having time to really play together.
So you
like previous teams have had.
I don't know, but I don't think that we're going to go back 20 years, but I don't think the 92 team had that much practice, if you will.
I don't think anybody's had a whole lot of practice time.
Yeah, I don't think the world has had practice.
The French team, I mean, they've talked about how the French national team has, these guys have played together or practiced together numerous times. Even the USA NBA stars have practiced with these guys before. But the NBA season has also never gone this deep into the summer where there was no time off. I mean, those guys played in Milwaukee and flew to Tokyo within 2 days.
Listen,
three of the guys on the team.
I agree with that. I was very surprised to see who's the point guard from Milwaukee?
Drew Holiday.
And I was surprised to see
Devin Booker.
Yeah, Booker there in the game. Yeah. Middleton was there?
He's there.
Yeah,
I saw him on
there
the bench. I don't know if he played.
I don't think I saw him play actually in the game. So, Sarah, with if you take out the practicing and the leadership, which I may have a hard time agreeing with just because of the coaching staff on down, I think there's leaders on the team. How does the USA team get a win? How do we come out on top? Because we still are the favorites.
Defense, foul shots, and just trying to play together instead of as individuals.
Listen, I do agree with that because I feel like watching the game, and I just watched, what did we watch, the last 6 minutes of it or so?
Yeah.
Last 5 or 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. It didn't look like they were playing a lot of together, playing together. It looked like KD came down. He didn't take many shots, but it looked like he shot it every time he got it. And there wasn't a lot of passing, or there wasn't a lot of plays that were associated with the USA team.
Right. And now, he almost fouled out.
When you see, when you watch the French play, the team from France, it looked like to me they were cutting, they were passing, and it always ended up with a wide open three or a layup.
Right.
Which I don't know how we change that. How do you stand?
Like a mini, it's like a mini all-star game.
Yeah.
Some of these guys, that's how they're taking it. It's not about who can I play with. It's how do I just either come from behind or get a lead. Like I said, they're not defending. We know the NBA, they're not much for defending anyway.
This is true.
In world basketball, that's only going to go so far if you don't come out to a 10-15 point lead.
Huh. I agree. Stan, you got anything to say to that?
Is it too late to get LeBron? Can he pass protocols?
I think it's too late.
I think it would have been different if Beal hadn't have got the COVID.
You're a fan of Bradley Beal. You think he's a difference maker?
I'm saying it would have been a different team.
I'm comfortable with that. I appreciate that. Let's move on. Let's talk about Stephen A. Smith has gotten to some trouble. He's made some comments. His first comment was about the young man from
Ohati.
Yeah, the baseball player from I'm not sure where he's from. Where's he from?
Japan,
uh-huh. Saying that he can't be the face of baseball, which he had to apologize for, but I agree. But that's not the question I have for you. Let's talk about the NBA. There's talk of Giannis, the Greek freak, being the new face of the NBA. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that media and people like to say that after someone's won a championship. I don't know that it'll stick.
But do you think, I guess the question is, do you think an international player, someone that's not from the U.S., can be the face of the NBA?
I think it's possible. I just don't know that, you know, as long as LeBron exists in a league, that anyone's ever going to take that from him.
I agree with that, Sarah. I think that Giannis, though, could be the face of the NBA because the NBA is an international game. I think Stephen A. Smith's comments about the baseball player, I think that's correct, and I could be wrong, but I don't see baseball as being an international game.
That's false. Baseball is huge in Asia and in Latin America.
No. I'm not saying that it's not played by everyone in a huge game, but from the NBA's perspective, they play overseas.
Right.
It's a thing. It's a thing that they're actively trying to do. So I think Giannis could be the face of the NBA being a player that's not from here. Stan, what do you think?
I mean, he's got a great personality, so that goes a long way. I think that Giannis is accepted here, accepted there. He could definitely be the face of the NBA in the future. But like Sarah says, as long as LeBron's there, it's his league.
I agree. Sarah, before we let you go, we thank you so much for answering our call. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Watch women's gymnastics. Check out their new outfits. They're trying to fight the sexist uniforms of the past. So it's going to be kind of cool to see some of these teams come forward and say, stop making us wear these itsy-bitsy outfits, and it's we're going to come fully dressed.
Yeah, but Sarah, before we actually got on the phone, you were talking about some of the athletes maybe being fined because they refused to wear outfits or something?
Yeah, I think I saw that there was a team that was either had to forfeit or something happened to them because they didn't wear the bikini bottoms that were required of them within the sport. I couldn't find the article. I just saw it on the bottom line as I was watching last night. I think it was
Belgium.
Yeah, somebody.
They were fined like $1,700. Or if it wasn't Belgium, I know the country that they represented agreed to pay the fine and supported them fully. And it's weird because they're telling you can't wear this, you can wear that. It's like they want to objectify them.
And exactly.
It's crazy. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's why we'll definitely look more into that with the Olympic Games.
Keep your eyes open on the outfits being worn and see if there's some changes.
We definitely will. Sarah, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. We know you're busy. You're making a move and you're doing the teaching thing and you got a lot going on. Your schedule's full. So we appreciate you. We definitely want to get you here in the studio so you can hang out with us and chop it up. But thank you for your time, and you have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too.
All right, bye. Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Yeah.
They tried to put me in those short shorts in college, too. I wasn't having it. I'm with you.
The old school basketball
shorts?
Yeah,
they tried to object. Put me in them John Stockton shorts so they could see my curvatures.
All right. All right. Bye, Hinkle.
Bye, guys.
Bye. And we'll be back with more talk from the Thickest Theories crew. Peace. And we're back. You guys have been listening to Thick As Threes. We're talking USA basketball. We have another very special guest, one of our co-hosts on the phone, Coach Bobby Terry. Coach Terry, what's going on, brother?
Not much. I'm excited to get first time being passed from you. I usually don't get a pass from you. So
can you lock in and just be ready to perform?
I'm always ready.
What's going on? Where you been? What's happening? What's up with you?
I'm a married man. I'm off the market. I spent the last month on vacation. I've been inside my house for a total of 4 days this whole month.
Hey, you've been on the move now.
Yep, and starting tomorrow, it gets real again. I go back to work, and you know, I'm just a normal guy again.
What beach are you coming from?
Nag said Outer Banks, Kill Devil Hills area. Good times.
How's the traffic?
Horrendous. We left at 11 this morning and got back 20 minutes ago.
Oh, God, that's the worst.
What's that, six and a half hours for the people listening?
What's up with April? How's she doing?
Hey, what are you talking about? That's Miss Terry. She's living her best life. She's happy as she's ever been. And she continues her vacation. She goes to Florida tomorrow.
Florida?
I mean, yeah, someone's got to work and make money around here. It's ridiculous.
Well, first of all, she doesn't need to be in Florida.
She's going to visit her sister who just recently moved down there.
Florida is where all the action is. Florida is red right now.
Hey.
Talking about that Delta, that Delta variant?
That Delta is out there, Slim.
She's a healthcare worker. She knows how to handle it, I guess. I don't know.
Cool. All right, let's jump into it. So USA basketball loses today.
Yes, I actually just saw the replay of it.
What is going on? What is happening? What do they need to do?
Well, the first thing they could do is make a shot. That would be helpful. But a lot of the problems I don't think can really be solved because it goes back to their roster creation. The roster has too many guys of a similar build and skill level. And they got these guys that are basically the main guys on their own team. And then when you put them together, they don't really know how to play together.
So if you had to put a few people on the team, take a few people off, do you have anybody in mind that you put on the team?
Well, the problem is the players you would want on the team don't want to play. So that's a problem as well. And then some injuries, but like, I would say they have two guys that can kind of play defense, being Draymond Green and Drew Holiday. And Drew Holiday had a good game. But if you play Draymond, he gives you absolutely nothing offensively. But then you're playing 4-on-5 on offense. So, I mean, you need a little bit more two-way players, little guys that, you know their roles. Like, I mean, Jason Tatum is a great player, but he's just a scorer, really. And, I mean, they already have that with Durant. I mean,
KD 2.0, 1.1, 0.4, something.
Dame is awesome, but, like, Dame is a guy, the ball needs to be in his hand, he's a volume shooter. He's actually not a natural creator for other guys. He's a creator for himself, but he doesn't create great looks for his teammates.
He struggled the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, oh, he was terrible. I saw he fell down. But the USA blew the game today. It was a 15-4 run by France to end the game. And I mean, France has some NBA players, but not to the caliber of the U.S. But, yeah, just too many guys doing the same thing. Like Zach LaVine, like, nice young player. Devin Booker, nice young player. But, like, they're the same guy, more or less.
In your opinion, does KD take us to the mountaintop? Do we win gold following KD?
Absolutely not. Not because of KD. We're just not winning gold. You gotta remember, I know we lost today, but they lost two of the last three practice games as well.
Listen, I asked Dana this question. For the U.S., is it gold or bust?
Always.
Do they accept proudly the bronze or the silver medal?
they will do it because they're soft, but they should pull like the Scotty Reynolds and just throw it into the stands when he lost the state championship to Booker T. Yeah.
You and Stanley are on the same page. One of Stanley's things is he thinks a young Zion Williams should be on the team. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, absolutely. Like, why is he not on the team? Is it because he didn't want to play?
He agrees with you.
Absolutely. Why is Zion not playing? That. Why is Ja not playing? Why is like someone like Jimmy Butler not playing?
Hmm. Yeah.
Like, I mean, now the problem also is the U.S. doesn't have any good big guys. The only true big guy we have is Anthony Davis, and he's obviously hurt. But all the big boys in the NBA are foreign.
It's true. I didn't think about that.
Carl Anthony Towns.
I mean, he can't even get to the playoffs in the NBA.
No, but he's the type of big you would think that could strive. He can hit the open shot.
You know what? I mean, he'd be better than JaVale McGee.
Right.
Draymond Green.
Yeah.
I mean, for people who don't watch basketball all the time, FIBA rules are completely different. So that, and the way the refs call the game is completely different, which I personally actually like the game. It's a more physical game. You don't get bailed out for bad shots. And that's why I think U.S., we're expecting fouls, we don't get them, and then we retaliate by committing dumb fouls, and all our guys are in foul trouble.
Let me ask you this question. Do you know who the USA team plays next?
No clue. It's pool play. I'm not sure who's in our pool.
Oh, God. I'll leave you with this question. Well, I have another question for you. Are we going to win the gold? Do you think we win gold?
No, absolutely not.
You're going on record?
Yeah, I take the field.
Stanley would not go on record to say we're not going to win the gold.
But I also said I wouldn't put my money on him to win it either.
No, the thing is, we still can win it. It's just going to be a little bit harder road. And, like, even today, they lost the game today, but they completely blew the game. They were up by 2 with, like, a minute 30, and they lose by, like, 7. Like, it was pretty crazy, and they missed wide-open shots. Like, Kevin Durant missed 2 threes. Booker missed a 3. Drew Holiday missed a big corner 3 down 2. So they still can win it. I mean, there's no dominant team. I think Australia might be the team to beat with Patty Mills and Joe Ingles.
Patty good in that international play now.
Oh, no, that's big time. Them, Spain, France is actually not that bad. I mean, they're not like superstars, but France has like 7 NBA dudes.
Let me ask you this question before I don't know why I keep saying it. I got 2 questions for you.
I mean, are you trying to get rid of me?
No.
Give the people what they want. The people want to listen to me.
2 questions. Stanley says he believes, and he's obviously welcome to say this. He wants to chime in. But he thinks that the coaching staff may be part of the issue as well. It might be time to remove Pop, get a different coach in there, maybe someone with a different strategy or younger thinking process. What do you think about that?
I mean, it might be forbidden to say, but I completely agree. If you look at Popovich's international record, he has a terrible record. He was actually an assistant on that Larry Brown team in 2004 with Iverson and all those guys that were terrible. So Popovich might be the whole problem. I don't know. Maybe Duncan just carried him to all his glory.
Wow.
But the problem is, like, there's a lot of other assistants on the team. And you know what makes sense? I was wondering why Trae Young wasn't on the team. Like, why wouldn't Trae Young be on the team, right? That's another good American player. But the Hawks coach they fired midway through the season, Lloyd Pierce, is an assistant coach on the USA team. So I'm wondering if that's why Trae didn't play.
Huh?
Because if that's the reason, get rid of Lloyd Pierce. Who's this guy? Like, what do we do it?
This week, or last week, actually, Stephen A. Smith had to make some apologies about a couple people he was talking about. One of those things that he discussed was Giannis being the face of the NBA. Do you think Giannis can be the face of the NBA?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yes, absolutely. He's name brand. He's got a great nickname. You call him either Giannis. You could say the freak. He's already got that. He's got the shoes. He's known internationally. I mean, he stands out. He's got a great personality. He doesn't, whine and complain like other guys. I wish he shot a little bit better, but he's actually done everything you'd want out of a superstar.
Wow. I didn't think I was going to get that from him.
That's a good answer. Great answer.
Coach Terry, that's why you get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, I need it. I'm a little broke right now after this wedding. But yeah, USA. The thing that sucks about the Olympics is if you actually watch the first game, that was at like 3 a.m.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not actually sure. And then when I finally caught it, I got it on Peacock.
Oh, okay.
Which you don't even know what that is, do you?
Oh, that's the NBC streaming network. I got that.
Is that what it is? I didn't know.
That's Peacock is NBC's online like streaming platform.
Oh, well, that makes a lot more sense because I was trying to figure out why the hell this was on Peacock. Did you know that?
Yes, I knew that.
How come I didn't know that?
Something's wrong with you. Peacock is NBC's like logo.
Oh.
But yeah,
that makes sense. Oh, yo.
It's cool.
Tons of guys I'd rather have on that team.
Say it again.
NBA draft is in 3 days. Are we excited for that?
Indeed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Blood cup in the league.
Absolutely.
Excited to see what the Wizards do.
I think there's gonna be some big time trades coming soon.
What do you think of that? What do you think of the trade with what's his name? The point guard?
Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons coming to Washington. For all the Lakers and
wait.
No, that's just for Bradley Beal.
Well, I mean, oh, that's just for Bradley Beal. Oh,
the Russell Westbrook trade. Yeah, Russell is Westbrook.
Oh, okay, that's separate. I thought it was a three teamer.
If the Wizards can get Ben Simmons for Bradley Beal, that's good enough for me. I would take that. I would try first to trade him to Golden State and get James Wiseman, the 2 picks, and Andrew Wiggins. But you're not going to win with Bradley Beal by himself.
You like Andrew Wiggins?
I don't like Andrew Wiggins, but I kind of am intrigued by James Wiseman and the 2 top 15 picks. I think Bradley Beal is a little bit overrated, personally. So I don't think you're missing anything with him. Ben Simmons got to go. Everyone talked about the Lakers and get this guy. I don't know why anyone in the NBA would want Dennis Schroeder and Kyle Kuzma. They're terrible.
Those are Stanley's two favorite players.
Really?
The only thing worse than Kyle Kuzma and Dennis Schroeder was Space Jam 2, which I saw, and that was also terrible.
You realize Space Jam 2 was not for you.
Wasn't for anyone.
It's for your future kids.
For 12-year-olds.
Well, they're not going to be rooting for LeBron, so I don't know about all that.
Let's talk about Space Jam 2 real quick. But did you laugh at the part where they were playing in his backyard and the kid kept saying ball?
And I kept hitting him in the head. Honestly, I did not laugh at that.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What's his problem?
I don't know. I thought that part was funny.
That was the best part of the movie.
I mean, if that was the best part, that's sad.
All right, Coach Terry. That's all I got for you.
The problem is LeBron is like so calculated that I don't take him serious in anything he does now. Like him being like an over demanding father and complain. Like I don't like LeBron as a person right now. He's got to do better.
He's got to do better.
If LeBron loses in the playoffs, he's like, that's why we shouldn't start the season earlier. Oh, that's funny, LeBron, because you and Chris Paul run the league and you guys agreed to start the season. Like he just complains. Just take your L, move on.
Well, Coach Terry, we appreciate that.
I'm here.
You sound like you're fired up.
Yeah, I haven't got to talk sports in a month.
Yeah, I was going to say, you haven't talked any hoops for a while. You've been on the beach with your shirt off.
Shirt off, getting that tan. I'm going to be looking just like my co-host in our next group picture.
Let me ask this question. You put them LBs on, yes or no?
I actually took some LBs off.
You starving yourself?
No, I think I might have drank that water in Mexico. wasn't doing too well in my body for a little bit.
Oh God, we'll end on that, Coach Terry. We appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. I'm glad to give the people what they want.
You think the people want you, Coach Terry?
Everyone wants Coach Terry.
All right, that's enough of that. We'll talk to you soon, brother. Peace.
Bye.
Stanley.
You.
Any last words before we jump out of here?
Man, I just want to say, come on, USA. Pull this one out.
Let's go, USA.
Even though I don't believe in you, I'm rooting for you.
We're all rooting for you guys. We're all rooting for the USA team. Thank you so much for listening. This has been a Fast Break edition of Thick As Threes. I'm your host, Cornell Felton. Once again, I was with my guy, Stanley Allen. Check us out on Instagram, Thick As Threes. Also, check us out on Twitter. And when you get a chance, you can also go online and check us out there. Again, thank you for listening. Until next time, see ya. Peace.
Oh, thank you.